Thanks for listening to the ABC Roofing and Construction Holidays with the Stars on Bicoastal Media's Cool 105 and 92.7 and AM 1480, The Jukebox. I'm glad to have you with us on this holiday. My name is Dave Bradley. Had a wonderful opportunity to go to McKinleyville and meet a gentleman by the name of Fred Tempest. Now, you may know this name because he's associated with a really unique band called Tuba Christmas. They come out once a year to supply the area with nothing but holiday goodness, and they do it all from different and various types of tubas. We met them in McKinleyville, and what a great performance we had. Take a listen for yourself. From a live performance out of McKinleyville, it's Fred Tempest and, of course, the Tuba Christmas Band, celebrating the 50th year this year, 35 years for Fred. Congratulations, and welcome into Holiday with the Stars. Enjoy.
So welcome everybody to Tuba Christmas 2023 in McKinleyville. We are very happy to be here, and we are very happy to be indoors. You know, it's like crazy out there. So this earlier this afternoon we played down in Eureka. We got to play in the Eagle House Ballroom. Have you ever been in there? It's beautiful. This is not as beautiful. But that's okay. We like being here anyway. And so we're going to play some Christmas songs for you. Did you get song sheets? Okay, very good. We want those back. You know what I mean? Okay. You won't be able to get out. Okay, so please sing along. Our first tune is O Come All Ye Faithful. We had 34 people today in Eureka. I don't think we have quite that many today, but we have a wonderful crowd of tubas of all types. And so just a little bit about Tuba Christmas itself. This is, oh, I know what I need to do. Hang on just one. Yeah, burlesque too, right? Okay, so I had to show you my scarf because it's got all the buttons on it. And This is the 50th Tuba Christmas. Now, it's not our 50th Tuba Christmas. This is our 35th Tuba Christmas. So that's something anyway, right? And but Tuba Christmas was started way back in 1974 by a guy named Harvey Phillips. And this is the 50th, where is it? Here it is. The 50th anniversary button. It's bigger than all the other buttons. And it's got Harvey's mug on there. And he was the guy that invented Tuba Christmas back in 74. In New York City, they had 500 people. So I have no idea what that's like. The biggest Tuba Christmas I ever was in was 120 people. And that was huge. So anyway, it's probably interesting. Anyway, so it's been going on ever since. It's all over the country. It's worldwide now. And we're happy to be a part of it. So we're going to play another tune for you. And it's... Oh, yeah. Deck the Halls. I can almost hear you singing, so keep it up. Next tune is the First Noel. We're being recorded today. So all your singing is being recorded too. So sing loud, nice and loud, okay? It's going to be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Is that right? It's called Dancing with, Holiday with the Stars. And it's on 102, no, 105 and 1480. Any other? 92.7, all FM and AM there, okay? So anyway, our next tune is going to be The First Noel. Music all around. Our next tune is joy to the world. So you have song sheets. Are they in order? I think they're supposed to be. So, okay, that's good. So this is joy to the world. Is this your first Tuba Christmas? Nice, nice. And it won't be your last. Okay. Now, for the people playing today, how many of you, is this your first Tuba Christmas? So we have people here from all over the place. We have a group from Brookings. Brookings people, where are you? From Crescent City. Anybody else that's not from Humboldt County? Oh yeah, I forgot. We have one guy from Medford. So we let him in because he used to live in Arcata. So. Okay, so how many do we have university students? People over the age of I don't want to say that one. Do we have any high school students? Woo-hoo. Oh, I almost forgot. Gosh, how could I forget? So in the front row here is Jude. And this is Jude's 10th Tuba Christmas. And how old are you now, Jude? He's 13. All right. How does that work? He started when he was 3? Yes, he did. Oh yes, he had his horn up here and he was not playing, but he was showing like great. Okay, so eventually he learned how to play, and now he's a full fledged member and he's doing a great job. So we think it's great to have you here. Our next tune is We Three Kings.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a, we're part of an official Tupa Christmas organization that's worldwide now. And so we're happy to be part of that. But we also have some tunes in our book that don't belong in that official Tupa Christmas thing. We've had other people arrange them for us. And so we have one now. This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And it was arranged by a former colleague of mine named John Carr. He's a trumpet professor up at the university. And we're very happy to present it for you. Okay, our next tune is Oh Christmas Tree, and I don't see any Christmas trees. I like singing to the Christmas tree, we don't have one. And actually, Evan.
I forgot it.
Last year, Evan was the Christmas tree. It was so good. Oh, well. We have to use your imagination. So, if you've been to these Tupa Christmas events before, you might notice that we play all the same tunes every year. So I decided this year, nope, we're going to play one new one. So here it is. This one is Good Christian Men Rejoice. Thank you. So I'd like to introduce you to all the members of the tuba family. As you can see, we have lots of sizes and shapes and colors and formats, and they're all tubas. Tubas. We're a big family. And so I'm going to start in the back with those the stand-up guys there in the back, right? Those are sousaphones. In case you were wondering, that's a sousaphone. And let's hear it for sousaphone. Now, I could go into a really long story about how that's not actually a sousaphone. But it's a long story. Okay, so those are sousaphones. Now, in the next row up, we have tubas, okay? So tubas, you see they're shaped a little differently, right? And we have a couple kinds of tubas. Brian, down that way, see his, the bell points out towards you. That's called a recording bass, and that's kind of a little older style of horn. That was used when they had terrible microphones and they had to, you know, like point the bass right at the microphone so they could use it. Then we've got, let's see, are you all contrabasses back there? Yes. So all the rest of the tubas, put them up there. Those are called contrabass tubas. They play all the lowest notes, right? Just like the sousaphones. And then we've got no B flats today. No, we ran out of B flat tubas. Oh well, they went home. Okay. So we also have, let's see, we've got some euphonium players. Euphoniums, hold those guys up. Those are also known as tenor tubas. Okay, tenor tubas. And then we also have a kind of a variation called the baritone. So let's see the baritones. Those are kind of, they're different, but we like them anyway. And then we have, Jude is playing an alto horn. So that's like an alto tuba, okay? So is there a soprano tuba? Yes, it's called a flugelhorn. But we don't allow them. So I saw a hand. Do you have a question?
I want to know how you rehearse.
We don't. Actually, we rehearse once. We rehearse once before this, every year. And then we play this every year, and then we go home and don't see each other again until next year. Well, I'm being facetious. How many of you are, like, regular tuba players? Like, that's what you do when you play music. You're playing the tuba. Okay. So you see that not very many people raise their hands. So how many of you are regular euphonium players? That's what you do. Not that many. Okay. So how many of you are play something else besides what you're holding today? So... brass instruments like this, and even trumpets and French horns and all those other kinds of things, all brass instruments work the same. They all have the same idea of how you make the sound come out. So if you can play one, you can basically play them all. Just a matter of you know, how big the mouthpiece is and how, you know, how tight your lips are and all that kind of stuff. So we can play other instruments really well, you know, and can make you believe that we all play that way.
Yeah. Could we hear the one with two balls?
Oh, I haven't gotten to that one yet, huh? Okay, so we have a couple of really interesting instruments here that are quite unusual. First, Wallace, would you hold that thing up? What happened? That's Honey, I Shrunk the Tuba. So that's a pretty cool instrument. It's a pretty recent invention called the travel tuba. And the idea is that it fits into a small enough box where you could even take it on the airplane, although that's not working anymore. It was a good idea. So, but the whole reason is they just smash everything together. It plays the same notes as the big tubas in the back row.
Wow.
It's just smashed up so you can cart it around easier. Is it lighter? No, it's not lighter. It's just smaller. It's like plutonium, right? It's just like... Okay. And then we have the really fun one. So, Christy, hold out for just a second. Okay, that is... What? That's Frankenstein monster. You know, it's good, but the experiment went bad. And So this is called a double bell euphonium. Oh, wait a second, that was in a movie. The Music Man, right? 76. And there were double bell euphoniums. Now that's it right there. So those were popular back in the teens and 20s and 30s of the last century. But they've kind of fallen out of favor. Every single one I've seen is an antique, including this one. So is it 100 years old? It's a
1912.
Yeah, so it's 100 and something years old. So it's unique in that it has two bells. Okay, so why have two bells? Well, one's big and one's small. And you can switch between them. There's a switch on there. You can play either through the big bell or the small bell. So now, Christy, please. How about that, huh? All right. And so, that's a really cool instrument. And let's see, did we cover everything? I think so. Yeah, we covered it all. Okay, good. So let's play another tune. Let's play the one that's next. Yes. So we're going into our mellow part of the set. This is A Little Town of Bethlehem. So now we're not gonna play silent now. But we're gonna do two verses of that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This next tune is one that we have we've taken to using it as a dedication to people in our musical community that have passed on. And this year we are going to dedicate this piece, next piece, Lo, How Our Rose Ere Blooming. It's maybe the oldest Christmas song that people know about. We're going to dedicate it to a couple of people. One is a very famous tuba player, Swedish tuba player named Michael Lindt, and he just passed away recently. And another is a friend of mine from the brass chamber music workshops that we do every summer. He's a longtime participant. His name is Jim Tidwell. And also a local music educator just passed away. He's one of my mentors. His name is Jim Westman. And also, I was reminded that there was another local musician that just passed away, Charlie Thompson. He's a keyboard player. And so we dedicate this to all of them. So this is another tune that's not in the official book, but we like it anyway. It's from the 1950s, and maybe you might remember it. It was a Christmas song, came out then. It's called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus would do it.
Here we go.
So I know a couple of people ask questions. Does anybody else have a question?
I just want you to prove that the little one makes the same noise as the big one.
Oh, I thought you meant like the alto horn. No, it doesn't make the same noise. Okay, so Wallace, you're going to have to play a couple tunes for it. There. It's all there. Yeah. Well, so you have to understand that the sousaphones back there, they look like there's a lot of tubing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you unwound it and stretched it out straight, it would be 18 feet long.
Wow.
Okay? Now, the euphoniums, on the other hand, if you stretch them out, they'd be 9 feet long. Okay? So you can, if you had, like, okay, say for example you had 18 feet of pipe cleaners, you know, you could bend them up any way you want, and there's still 18 feet of pipe cleaners in there, right? And it's just like plumbing. You can bend it, and it's all soldered together just like plumbing, you know. And so you can bend it up any way you like. And that's what they did. So it's, interesting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? I'm giving the players a little rest here.
So are there other people in the country who are playing today?
All over the place, yeah. There's
today?
Tuba Christmas events start the day after Thanksgiving and go till New Year's Eve. So you, depending on where you are in the country, they're happening all the time. Mostly on weekends, but, you know, and they happen in all kinds of different places. They're outdoors, like Rockefeller Center in New York City. They're outside. Okay, and you can imagine New York City in December outside. Let's see, that's like, I don't know. And there's like 400 or 500 of them. And so then, you know, and they also probably have Tuba Christmas in Hawaii. Yes, sir. The biggest which? The biggest horn?
No, the biggest Tuba Christmas.
Oh, probably New York City. Oh, actually, they did. They decided to go for the Guinness World Record. And so they did. They invited people in Kansas City. They had over 900 players. So what they did was they had this huge auditorium, okay, giant auditorium that held, you know, a couple thousand people, and they filled it up. There was no audience. It was just tubas. Right, and they played, and it's on YouTube if you want to see it. It's very interesting. Yeah. That's the biggest one. I don't even want to do one like that. I like these smaller ones because once you get over like 80 or 90 people, it gets really unwieldy. It's really hard for the players to stay together. And if you think about it, I mean, why do we even do this? What's the point? Well, like for me, I'm a tuba player, and I play the Eureka Symphony. We have a concert tonight. Come on, it's a great concert. Yeah. So how many tubas are there in a symphony orchestra? One.
Yeah.
One. Maybe two, very occasionally. How many tuba players are in the average wind band?
Three
if you're lucky. So we like getting together. And that's one reason why we do it, because like we're always all by ourselves. And, you know, I'm going to pick on USC again. I do that because we have a Trojan in the group. But if you're the USC marching band, how many tubas do they have? Like, I don't know, 40? They have a lot, right? But most of the time, you don't have a lot of players. And so it's really nice to be able to get together and hang out and talk tubas.
Do you ever play in a parade or anything like that?
No. Never play. Parades, you know, if I'm sitting on the back of a truck, okay. That's the last time I did a parade. It was the Pony Express days, and that was great. I was sitting in the truck.
Is this just an American or worldwide?
It's worldwide.
Oh, great.
Mostly American because it started here. But, they're all over Europe. I think there's probably in Australia, Japan, all kinds of places. Yeah, it's definitely a worldwide phenomenon. Okay, now what are we going to play? What is it? Oh, yeah, Carol of the Bell. Okay, you guys all know this one. There's no words unless you speak Ukrainian. Okay. Thank you. Dissension in the troops. Okay, so we're going to play, now we're going to play Jingle Bells, okay? And we have Gordy's Jingle Bells, okay? So these are free for you to all use. We need somebody to help pass these out, though. Anybody, I don't care. So these are not mine, they're Gordy's. So we have to get them back. They must come back. So while we're handing these out, just so you know, we want you to bring along with us on while we're playing, but this has a little twist in the song, okay? So watch out. And we're going to throw you a curveball. I don't know if you all noticed, but Santa is in the house. All right, Santa. So much all for being here today, and I hope that you enjoy your holiday season. We're going to end by wishing you all a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please stay safe out there. The weather's nasty. My wife is reminding me, don't take the song sheets home. You can buy them for $5. You can give us $5 and you can take them. Oh, that's right. If you really enjoy this and you want more tubas,
more tubas.
Who doesn't want more tubas, right? So if you want more, next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, in Fortuna at the River Lodge, it's going to be their annual Christmas music festival. And we will be there from 3:15 to 3:45. There's also three other groups performing. The Scotia Band, yes, Ken, yes, Scotia Band. And the CR Jazz Ensemble and the Partnership and Music Orchestra. So can't go wrong there. Sunday the 10th at the River Lodge in Fortuna. It's a beautiful spot and it's warm and dry. And you look at the river. Hopefully the river's in the riverbed and it's flooding and all of that. So.
Fred Tempest and the Tuba Christmas Band. It is Holidays with the Stars from ABC Roofing and Construction and your friends here at Bi-Coastal Media. My name's Dave Bradley. Thank you so much for making us a part of your holiday plans and listening to the very amazing artists that we've had so far on the program and ones that are still yet to come from schools, nonprofits, amazing teachers teaching amazing students, amazing soloists into duets and all kinds of great, great music. I mean, wow. This entire county is filled with such talented individuals. And you know who notices that, right? You do. I do. And our friends at McKinleyville Ace Home and Garden do, along with our friends at Bayside Community Hall, Cap C, Evans Mechanical, In-N-Out Auto Detailing and Oil Change, Jessica Najera Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Magic Touch Aesthetics, Redwood R&R, Semper Virens Gardening, Tracy Day, your local State Farm agent, Wild Berries Marketplace, Redwood Capital Bank, Alves Inc., and of course our friends at North Coast Mercantile. Without them, the show could not be possible. Their love for the arts, their support for the kids and adults all throughout the county. Thank you to each and every supporter. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Holidays with the Stars, a Bi-Coastal Media presentation on KKHB Eureka and also KEJB Eureka.